This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. Hey, are you a doer? Are you someone who takes action, or are you somebody who just lets life pass on by? In his book, The Magic of Thinking Big, Dr. David Schwartz says that excellent ideas are not enough. An only fair idea acted upon and developed is 100% better than a terrific idea that dies because it is not followed up. You know, plenty of people have wonderful, fantastic ideas, excellent ideas. I'm sure you know somebody who's just always got a new idea, right? Who's always working on fresh ideas or always coming up with different ideas, talking about them and sharing them and telling you how they're going to work on them and make it happen and take action on them. And they're working on this project or that project. But hey, all that time you've known them, have they ever had a product? Have they ever done anything about any of those ideas that they're talking about? Or are they just all talk, right? There's a lot of people with excellent ideas, but only a few people are able to see their ideas through to action. In his book, The Magic of Thinking Big, Dr. Schwartz, divides people into two different categories, activationists and passivationists. Now, activationists come up with ideas and they execute on those ideas without waiting, right? They take immediate action. They decide to take a vacation. They take that vacation. They decide to reach out to an old friend. They do it. They don't sit on it. They decide that they're going to be successful. Hey, they become successful. That's what you want to be. Here's what you don't want to be. On the flip side to activationists, we have passivationists. Now, passivationists might have just as many ideas, right? But they execute on none of them. Goose egg. They postpone the vacation and they think to themselves that the old friend won't have any time to see them or talk to them, right? They procrastinate. They rationalize themselves out of ever doing anything, including achieving success. Now, in order to break ourselves of the passivationist habit, we've got to break the perfectionist habit. Now, this goes to all you perfectionists out there. I'm a recovering perfectionist myself, but you know what I realized? Being a perfectionist, that's just a cover word, baby. A perfectionist isn't a perfectionist. A perfectionist is scared. If you're calling yourself a perfectionist, it really means that you're just afraid to execute. That's what I realized about myself. And if you really dig deep and you really ask yourself, hey, am I just saying I'm a perfectionist and I want to do this perfectly because that's what I really want? Or am I just neglecting to ship, to take action, to do this thing because I'm afraid of the reaction? I'm afraid I won't be able to do it. I'm afraid that it's not going to work, right? Perfectionists put things off because they fear doing things wrong. However, the activationist goes ahead and does things, and then deals with any problems that arise along the way. Shoot first, ask questions later. That's the activationist mentality. Now, this also includes waiting for the perfect time to do something. There's no perfect time, and every minute that you wait makes it that much more likely that you're going to chicken out of the whole thing. Right? Now is the magic word of success. Now is the magic word of achievement and accomplishment. Right now. Do it now. You got to get rid of tomorrows. You got to get rid of laters. And you got to get rid of sometimes. And you got to replace those with immediate action. Right now. Take action. That's the message of this short episode for you today, is let go of the passivationist habit, the passivationist mentality, and embrace the mentality of the activationist. Live in the now, take action in the now, and go out there every single day and live like you give a damn. It's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.